probably heard the headlines last week about changes, the family law system, being criticised, of course, over a long period of time for being slow, expensive and traumatic for families, adversarial, all of those things. But domestic and family violence will be considered by a court in property settlements, including the economic impact when dividing assets and also the welfare of pets. But here to tell us more is Anna Neelan, a family lawyer at Neelan Stramadinoli Family Law. And I apologise, Anna, did I get that correct?
Or Stramadinoli.
Please, Stramadinoli, yeah. My apologies. Lovely to see you. Can you explain what has changed?
Sure. We've had a second reading of these laws. It's the second tranche of laws that are focusing on safety and family violence. So in May this year, we had new laws that came in to deal with parenting matters, focusing on safety of children. Now with the Family Law Amendment Bill 2024, this builds on that by putting into the legislation various further recommendations that have come from various inquiries. And the focus is now on further defining the legal framework for property settlement, so that the division of assets, and financial support of people, but with a focus as well on family violence.
How will family violence be focused on?
Sure. It's actually already focused on. So the law already takes into account family violence when it's relevant to do so in dividing assets, and it looks at the impact it has on people. But what this legislation does is it's actually putting that framework into the legislation, whereas before we've had to rely on case law. It's just that focus into the legislation of the impact of family violence.
And have victim survivors influenced this specific change?
Oh, I think there's been a lot of lobbying. I think family violence is obviously a scourge on society, and each day we are learning more and more about its impact and how it affects people who have experienced family violence and how it trickles down to children, obviously. So society is changing in terms of its understanding of family violence, its definitions of family violence, and I think the law is starting to slowly catch up more and more.
Maybe you can give a sense of how the experience could be different for individuals or families facing the family court in the future then, Anna, where domestic and family violence will be considered when dividing assets and also the welfare of pets.
Yes. So in terms of, I guess, dividing the assets, the important change is actually recognising the impact of family violence on property settlement, because the research tells us that victims of family violence, they most definitely or may struggle to get back on their feet, to get housing. This trickles down to children, to get a job, you know, the focus on being able to heal, look after themselves. All of that impacts them economically. So the law is trying to recognise that. And in relation to pets, it's actually a very interesting amendment, because pets are property, so they can be divided like property, but the court's generally been very black and white about how you deal with pets. Now there's also a focus on considerations that the law has generally not taken into account. So, for example, if someone cared for a pet, if that pet is a companion pet, other kind of factors, that sort of warm and fuzzy factors that we used to not be able to take into account when we're looking at dividing pets are now being taken into account, or will be if this law comes in.
Because pets and children can very much be intertwined, in the tug of war, yes, in these matters.
Yes.
Will these changes make the process simpler, safer, fairer, faster? Or do you have reservations that this will add even more bureaucracy to an overstretched system?
It's hard to tell. The focus of these changes, and also the changes that came in 2021 with new court rules, was to make the system more cost effective, quicker. We are still seeing a very big backlog of matters, but I do see the courts dealing with matters, particularly family violence, where there is family violence, quicker. There are specific triage lists that kind of deal with matters with family violence, but we are dealing with an issue that is so significant. There are never enough resources to assist families going through a separation. And the courts are busy, they're full. But these are good steps. They're really good steps to be trying to make the system quicker.
Anna, let's talk about the issue of the possibility of false allegations. Yes. And whether there are any protections in these changes against false accusations.
So these changes don't talk about false allegations, but as family lawyers, we deal with false allegations all the time, or clients telling us that allegations are false. And in that case, you always just have to look at the evidence. What is the evidence of the allegations? What's the evidence against those allegations? Usually the law initially takes a very cautious approach because we have to be protective of people and children. But ultimately, the evidence has to be tested, and we get information from the police, from third parties, from child protection. There can be a whole range of information that is out there that can actually challenge allegations that are false.
On ABC Radio Canberra Mornings, you are listening to family law expert, family lawyer Anna Nalan. If you have any questions around some of the topics that we're talking about, or an observation or an experience that you'd like to share, you can comment anonymously, 0467 922 666. Anna, it seems like these new laws are really recognising the economic impact of yes. family violence in our community.
Absolutely, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they come into play from a practical point of view. And hopefully it's an easier, it's a little bit more easier to understand for lay people. That's the focus of these changes. As I said, family violence has been taken into account in dividing assets when it's relevant to do so. This is trying to simplify that a bit more.
And for anyone just late to the conversation, what does the law currently provide about dividing property?
So as a starting point, the division of assets has to be just and equitable. So what's a fair division of property? We then do, and this is a quick summary, we then do a backward-looking step of an assessment of contributions, and then we do a forward-looking step of an assessment of future needs. So is someone in a vulnerable position, they earn less, or caring for children? So there's all these things that are taken into account. In that bucket of trying to work out contributions and future needs, the court can take into account allegations of family violence. If it is determined that that family violence has caused someone's contributions to become harder, become more arduous, that can sometimes be difficult to prove, and I think the legislation is trying to assist with that. It also deals with future needs factors. You know, if someone is struggling to get back on their feet, they have injuries, they have, you know, they need lots of supports, the law obviously takes that into account as well.
Anna, are there other amendments that are coming in that we haven't spoken about or that are likely?
So there's also going to be an amendment in relation to disclosure. So what that means is that in order for people to make informed decisions, they need to know what the financial circumstances of the other person are and each other. And so we have a rule, a court rule that says you need to provide bank statements, pay slips, all those sorts of things. The amendments actually intend to put that into the legislation.
Anna, thank you so much for being with us and talking through some of those changes that are coming in.
Thank you, Addie, for having me.
Anna Nalan, family lawyer working in the Canberra region. And if any of our conversation has been triggering for you, or you feel like you need help or someone you know needs help, just a reminder of the 24/7 crisis line operated in the ACT by the Domestic Violence Crisis Service, known as DVCS. And that number to call on their website as well, 62800900. And if you put DVCS into any search engine, that number is clearly accessible as part of their web services. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thanks, Addie.